You're listening to Buyers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. Police Chief Jim Getz will be joining us at the top of the hour. We also have Illini tickets to give away, right? I mean, is there one last game?
I think there's one more, and then that's it, right?
That's Sunday against Iowa at home, and then March Madness. Actually, the Big Ten tournament, and then March Madness.
Yeah, I generally don't care about this stuff, but when the Illini are in it, then I care a whole lot.
Okay, we also have tickets to give away for, I think you just heard the ad for the Tempest Actors from the London Stage, which will be on the campus of Millikan University this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And then the upcoming concert on March 27th, the Columbia artist presenting Acapella Live. Who's the guy that's with that? I don't watch any of these music reality shows.
Ooh,
there's a guy.
Yeah. I'm going to draw a blank. I'm not going to know it.
Dude, you're the Millikan guy. You're supposed to have the answers to all this stuff.
I know I am.
All right.
I know.
Hey, we have actually three folks in the studios with us here today. And I want to introduce you to Connor Mendenhall and Lou Nickel and Elizabeth King. They are, am I right, wrong about any of that?
Nat Long, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Last minute switch.
I'm sorry. I got to do this again then. Give me your name once again.
Nat
Long. All right. It's been one of those mornings. It's a Monday.
I understand.
Okay. You guys are involved with this Shakespeare Corrected. And I, from what I understand, although I'm not familiar with this program, it's been around for about 9 years. Connor, is that right?
Yeah. It's been the program's been around for 9 years. And it's actually a class now. And it's been a class, I think, the last 4 years. So we convene once a week, have meetings in class, and then we do what's been around for 9 years. We go out to the DCC MRI, and that's where our program really lies.
Okay, so that's Macon Resources and the Decatur Correctional Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So you're kind of bringing Shakespeare to the folks, right?
Yeah, it's So 9 years ago, our professor, Alex Miller, started out in the DCC, and it started out with just kind of bringing acting technique and Shakespeare to the women there, and it's evolved into we produce a Shakespeare play in the spring semester with them,
Okay, so you go in, whether it's MRI or the Decatur Correctional Center, I know you guys have worked with the Boys and Girls Club the same way, and you sort of create a play? Is that how it works?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we go in, and the women are the actors in the play. They also really play a hand in the set design and the costume design and everything that's backstage so that not everyone has to be the center of attention to be involved. And the students come in with the faculty of Shakespeare Corrected, which is Dana Anderson, Marielle Tape, who are both Millikan alum, and Alex Miller. And we work with the women to impart the power of theater, which really enables us to build a bridge between our community and their community, understand each other, and kind of create a language that we can all work together to create.
Okay, Lou, let me ask you this. Is it literal Shakespeare, or do you sort of break it down into sort of modern language? I mean, it can be very dense to the outsider first experiencing Shakespeare, right?
Absolutely. It is an unabridged literal Shakespeare show, and that's part of it. A lot of people feel like they're not smart enough for Shakespeare, or perhaps they haven't taken enough theater classes for Shakespeare, and that's simply not true. So a big part of what we want to do is teach people that, like, Shakespeare was a playwright of the people. His plays were for the people and not for these high educational, people, and so trying to impart Shakespeare as something that is for everyone and everyone can relate to, and as a universal language that we can all communicate with.
Are you guys all theater majors or acting majors?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a double major in theater and biology because I want to be a drama therapist. So I do the MRI program.
What is a drama therapist?
So a drama therapist basically is a different type of therapy where you go in and you play dramatic games with kids and adults, either one-on-one or in large groups. And so that's why I do a lot with the MRI program. And the MRI program, we do abridge the Shakespeare, and we actually translate it into modern English and shorten it up so that they can really get a grasp on what the story is and what's going on in the,
because the stories are universal, right?
Yeah,
I mean when you break them down, that's interesting. Therapy, whether it's art therapy, getting people to talk about their problems or their issues, sometimes is easier to play a role or to talk about somebody else than it is to open up and talk about yourself.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
That's an interesting career choice, and so you've got you can do all that. The incredible theater your program at Millikan University? I mean, you've got all these incredible success stories. They're building the brand new center, which are you guys going to be around to enjoy?
Yeah, for 1 year.
Yeah, one semester.
Are you guys all juniors?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be around for a little bit. So what have you learned personally in these programs? I know you're there to teach other people, but Nat, what have you learned?
I think that the most important thing that I've learned is like the power of resilience and self-empowerment, particularly working with individuals with disabilities. I think that a lot of time they get disempowered by society and they feel like they can't do everything that they want to do. And I think that like I've learned from them that empowerment really comes from inside, confidence really comes from inside, and giving them the tools to do that, I think, has helped me learn that I can feel empowered in my own life too, because they do such a great job of it and are so confident and positive all the time, that I think that's what I've learned the most, is just like to constantly keep a positive attitude.
That's great. We're talking about Shakespeare Corrected with Millikan University. Connor, what have you learned?
Well, it's one of those things that you never expect to go to college and go inside a prison and help put on Shakespeare. And the lessons you learn through that is it's pretty crazy. And I'm just thankful that I've had the opportunity to work with the people that I have and expanded my knowledge on just what it is to be human.
It is a little weird, right? When you go to the prison, you got to put your cell phone, you got to turn everything away, you got to lock it away, and you kind of go in, you feel a little stripped of something, and you not that you have any idea what it feels like to be in prison,
but
you get that sort of sense of isolation. And I know our particular correction center has a lot of outreach programs and people coming in there. So maybe hopefully making a difference in somebody's life so they don't end up back there once they get out.
Yeah. I mean, that's the major goal, right? Is make sure to help people not get back there, to help them find a new outlet in life. And I mean, there's been alum from that program that have gone on to work professionally or have gone on to just keep it in their lives. And I think that's just so special about what's going on.
Absolutely. Lou, what have you learned?
Yeah, I think kind of what we're touching on earlier, the universalness of like the human experience, our like motto is what's past is prologue. And so we work with so many different populations of people and people who have different types of experiences, but that we're all human beings, that however much we may feel different, we're incredibly, incredibly the same. And that if you just are honest and open yourself up to vulnerability, others will reciprocate and you will be the same despite the fact that you are very different.
Lou, I hope you keep that attitude in life. You're a political science minor. We don't have a lot of that going on in that side of our world right now. So keep up the optimism. You're also in charge of fundraising.
Yes. Yeah.
How do you guys fund the program?
Yeah. I'm the business director. So much of our funding comes from grants. Actually, most of our funding comes from grants. And that's a big part of what I do. Locally and statewide, we are constantly in partnership with the Alumni and Development Program at Millikan to find those. We also do a lot of fundraising within ourselves through Millikan. We have Venmo, so at Shakespeare_corrected_. We have a website, ShakespeareCorrected.com, that we accept donations at, and we have individuals who do donate to us. And finally, we are a part of the School of Theater and Dance at Millikan, so every year we do get a little bit of money from the school to run our program. But it does cost $166 per woman at the prison to run our program. So we are constantly scrounging and trying to find the money to make sure that we can continue to do what it is we do.
Well, keep doing the great work. You guys are very impressive. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much. That's Lou, or Louisa, but Lou's the nickname, right?
Lou's the name. My mother hates it, but Lou's the name.
All right. Nat and Connor, we really appreciate you guys being here today.
Thanks.
Keep up the great work.